Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Today, I'd like to talk about modalism. When I was 20, I began writing and performing comedy review shows with my friends at university. And when you have dozens of characters in your show, but only 3 actual people in the cast, the 3 of you have to find a way of playing all the roles yourself. So you run off stage at the end of one skit, you put on some makeup, a silly voice, and a big hat, and hey presto, you're a completely different character in the next. It's you all the time, of course. You can't try to play 2 or 3 different roles simultaneously, not without things descending into complete absurdity. But if you're quick enough between scenes, you give the fleeting illusion that there are more people involved in your very low-budget production than there actually are. I mention this autobiographical detail because in trying to explain the triune nature of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, some people use a similar kind of illustration. They say, there's only one God, but he can manifest himself in 3 different ways, as Father, Son, or Spirit. They're like 3 different masks that God wears at different times and in different places. Or they might put it like this. They'll say, just think about water. It can change into 3 different states, and yet it's still water. At room temperature, it's a liquid. Then if you freeze it, it becomes ice. And then if you boil it, it becomes a gas. But it's always water. And that's like God, isn't it? God is like water because he can exist in 3 different states. But he's still God, whatever form he takes. As pleasingly simple as this sounds as an explanation of the Trinity, there's a problem. And the problem is that this is a terrible explanation of the Trinity. In fact, this belief about the nature of God is a long-rejected heresy called modalism. Modalism says that there are no personal distinctions within the Godhead. Instead, God has, as it were, 3 different masks which he puts on, depending on whether he is operating as Father, Son, or Holy Spirit. Now, if that's true, what are we to make of passages such as Mark chapter 1, verses 10 and 11? Where at the same moment God the Son is baptized, he sees God the Spirit descending on him like a dove, and hears God the Father's voice declaring, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." A modalist's version of Jesus' baptism would be like a French farce, or, I don't know, a low-budget student comedy review, where the Son has to change his role extremely quickly from Son to Spirit to Father and back again, all in the very same scene. Now, why is it a serious problem if we start thinking of God in this way? Well, because God's own testimony about himself tells us that this is not what he is like. For example, God tells us in his word that the Father sent the Son to reconcile us to himself, that the Son showed perfect obedience to the Father so that we might be credited with that obedience, that the Son died, taking the condemnation we deserved from the Father so that we would never have to experience it, that the Son was then resurrected from death to life by the Father to show that one day we too would, like the Son, be resurrected by the Father. All of that good news becomes incoherent if modalism is true. More than that, if we accept modalism because we believe it somehow makes God's nature easier to understand, we're swapping out the true God for a false one, and a true gospel for a false one, one which has no power to save us. So, let's rejoice in the relational reality God has revealed about himself, that there are within the one Godhead 3 distinct persons who address one another, interact with one another, and love one another. 3 persons whose love even now overflows to our eternal benefit, a supreme love into which we ourselves are invited. I'm Barry Cooper, and this is Simply Put, a podcast from Ligonier Ministries. Ligonier creates resources to help Christians know what they believe, why they believe it, how to live it, and how to share it. You can find these resources at ligonier.org. And by the way, if you like Simply Put, please subscribe or write a review on your favorite podcast app. Discover more at simplyputpodcast.com.